The Bible's got all sorts of different literature in it, hasn't it? It's got historical literature, it's both in the Old Testament and the New. It's got theoretical things that Paul particularly goes into very great detail about theology. And we also have James, who goes into the more practical side of life. And it's often like that. We may learn something in theory, but until we actually start to respond to it and put it into practice, we haven't really arrived. I've been practicing table tennis with a French guy recently, and he's got a very different game from me, and we practice something together quite a lot, but he hasn't yet managed to integrate it into the way he actually plays. So it's one thing to actually look at it, even to practice it, but we actually need to do it in the real situation. We've just been rehearsing, and we do need to learn what Paul says and try and understand as much as we can of the theology. But we also need to look at the practical consequences, what it should mean. We have salvation through faith, but faith should have an effect on our lives. And that's mainly what James is addressing in his book. And so we're going to look at the first chapter of James this morning.